Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
And we're live across the country, twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube, the Odyssey app, and of course nationwide on the BetQL network. Nick Ashew in for Nick Costos again. Ken Barkley here. We do not have any resolutions yet on Kevin Durant. We can expect this to probably drag on, but there's a lot still in terms of moving parts in the NBA. Since yesterday when we last talked, the markets have moved, they will continue to move, and we will address all of those things as the show goes on. And yes, at some point we will be talking hot dogs, because it's just a guarantee, because that's what you do around 4th of July. And no, there is no chance that I will eat more than a couple of hot dogs that quickly. So we can have that joke, Ken. We can make that conversation if we want. But I can tell you right now, I'm not somebody that could stuff even like 10 hot dogs down my gullet in 10 minutes. There's just no way it's happening.
Yeah, we have. Do we have hot dog markets for the 4th? Are those open yet? They usually open on the weekend, right?
I have found some, yes. And you have found some? Joey Chestnut is a heavy, heavy favorite, yes. I don't think it's any surprise to anybody that Joey Chestnut, I will never be able to. You ever watched like the training that these competitive eaters go through to actually
define training,
do this successfully? Just like eating? Eating. It's not just eating. It's about like expanding your stomach and a lot of water, and they stretch it out. I want to say ESPN did something on it years ago, but it was when Kobayashi was still around, and it's just disgusting. It just doesn't appeal to me at all, even considering. I think I did one like eating contest as a kid. It was a blueberry pie eating contest, and I got a blueberry up my nose and said, "Nope, I'm done. That's it. This isn't fun anymore."
You had a blueberry
and that's
up
when
your
it ended.
Nose? Like in yes, a full one? Like a whole...
Yeah, you couldn't eat with your
How
hands.
Far up
you
did
had
it
to stuff
like,
your face.
Did it get like COVID test depth, or did it get like
It didn't touch my. It did not touch my brain, which was good, but it was far enough where it was one of those, you have a cold and you can only breathe out of one nostril. And I was probably like 10, 11. And I said, nope, that's it. Done now. So that's how my competitive eating career started and ended. It was very, very quick.
Oh, man. That's what a horrifying image to begin the show today. That's pretty. We're not talking about Kevin Durant anymore. Before we – so there are a ton of free agency stuff obviously happened. Well, we have 4 more hours today to go over it. We plenty of time. There's actually some pretty interesting stuff that happened today, which is good. There's some interesting stuff that happened after we got off the air last night, which is also fun and compelling to talk about. Gary Payton would probably be the most notable one of those. So we'll go through everything. But like why don't we start – like a fun place to start would just be like we talked about Kevin Durant for like 3 hours and 25 minutes yesterday. It's like basically all we talked about and all of the ramifications and the ripple effects of the trade request. Do you feel any differently about anything involving Kevin Durant today than you did when we got off the air 20 hours ago? Like, has anything fundamentally changed where you think he'll go, how you feel about him, another aspect of the trade request that we didn't talk about on the show? Like, has anything changed since we got off the air at 7 p.m. Eastern yesterday?
So I was actually thinking about it, and I dreamed about it, and I meditated on it, because this is all
too.
That I'm thinking
about.
We both
about dreamed about Kevin Durant, by the way, which is just creepy.
Yeah. I saw your tweet, by the way. Yeah, you did actually have a dream about Kevin Durant.
I did. I hope and that's before the Windhorst video. I had the dream, and then the Windhorse video happened. How weird is that? I dreamt that he got traded to the Jazz. And then, by the way, for anybody who hasn't seen the Brian Windhorse video, don't worry. I had Jake clip it. I had Tyler clip it. We're going to play it during the show and talk about it. Not yet. But
I cannot wait.
I dreamt that he got traded to the Jazz. It's crazy. So anyway, what did you dream?
We're going to... Well, first, we may spend an entire segment on just Windhorse and the way that whole clip went, and I want to save the rest of it, but it is incredible. It's must watch, must listen, and I cannot wait to spend an entire segment analyzing the way that he did what he did, but we'll leave it at that. I have changed on one thing. I wouldn't say that it's changed, but I started thinking more and more about this over the last day or so, and when the Warriors won the NBA title, what was one of the first things that we saw besides the Warriors trending on Twitter? It was Kevin Durant. And he's getting ridiculed. And you know that he pays attention to what's said about him on social media, in the news, everywhere. That's why he's got his burner accounts. And he started tweeting other people after that happened. And yeah, we know how that story all played out. I don't have an answer to this because I'm not in Kevin Durant's head. I'm not part of his camp. I don't know how he feels. But I wonder, if the Golden State Warriors had not won the title this year, would he feel differently about Brooklyn? Because there are times in life where regret can make you change your perspective on what you're currently in terms of situations. And I really do wonder, because the whole goal was, you know, he didn't get a long one with Draymond Green. There was a toxic relationship there. There was a problem. They moved up. Like, there's a lot of stories there. And I got some stories from people about what was said behind the scenes. Draymond went after him in the locker room a couple times and, look, said some stuff. You know, Kevin Durant's sensitive. That's just the way that it is. We know how that relationship went. But he saw the Nets as a situation where he could put his touch on this. He could be the guy that was the guy for the team, but also play with Kyrie Irving. And it felt like an organization that was trying to win, and he'd have control, and he'd be somebody that was just the focal point of the organization. But he left the most functional and well-run organization in the NBA and one of the most well-run organizations in professional sports in the United States. And then after he leaves, even though it took a little bit of time, we know all the injuries they had, the Warriors won another title. And Kevin Durant is getting eviscerated. And he pays attention and he knows everything that's said about him. And he cares about that. He's sensitive when it comes to that. How much did that affect him and his perspective on where the Nets are, where Kyrie Irving's situation was, how they were treating Kyrie Irving? Because reports are that it was more about the fact that they wouldn't give him that long-term extension because they're still willing to apparently play together. How much did that change his perspective? I don't know the answer. We may not ever know the answer, but I am confident, at least, that that had a lot to do with it, that that really gave him a moment of, damn, I left that for this. This really puts things in perspective for him a lot more.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I mean, human nature, right? Like, if you and I were him, I'm sure we would have thought that. Warriors lift up the Larry O'Brien trophy. Like, and I'm here with, you know, Vaccination McGee and, you know, a bunch of guys who don't want to be here. So it's like, all right, it's a tough spot. So, like, I'll give you a gambling thing. Everything you said makes perfect sense. You and I think a lot about, like, the NBA and legacies and superstars. And, you know, just like, we just like talking about it. We like thinking about it more than a lot of other sports. Yep. So in a way, it's perfect that you and I are doing these two shows together, because this stuff's just really interesting for us. And hopefully it's interesting for the people listening. Cause like, I think the NBA is fascinating. The thing that I was thinking about, and it was spurred by something, Bill Simmons did a pod last night. One of many content creators that did pods off free agency. Bill, obviously a big fan of the Celtics and the NBA, but thought about something. And it's so funny because I had somebody message me this, and my first thought was, no way. And then he brought it up, and I was like, does that mean I have to like take it seriously? Or like, should I think about this? And it is kind of a gambling thing, to be honest. One of the market moves that has been the strongest once this piece of news came out. So Durant has requested a trade. His business partner, let me have business partners at some point. They get to negotiate everything that I do. Let me have that. I have an agent. I think that's like the next step up from agent, right? It's like my business partners are negotiating which market I'm going to next. Okay, so the tweet comes out, markets start moving. The strongest moves have obviously been the teams where Durant is going to go are getting bet more, or their prices are being lowered. Maybe it's artificial to win the title. And the Nets price is skyrocketing. Right? Like you can get it for, 30-1 right now, I think, or something, 40-1 in a bunch of places. Nobody wants it.
Yep.
And it's artificially being boosted because the understanding of the sports book is, he gone, to put my White Sox cap on for a second. So the thing that's the most interesting to me is, and Bill Simmons brought this up too, so credit to him, because I heard about it from someone and dismissed it. Then he said it is like, is there any chance they don't trade him? So like, I do think that's a little interesting. Now there's like a lot of pushback that's immediate with that, right? Something you said yesterday on the show, which is like, when a superstar requests a trade, if you really want to play hardball with it and not honor it, then you risk alienating, whether it's that agency that represents that athlete or just that athlete's inner circle of teammates and friends or other superstars he may talk to. Hey, don't deal with Brooklyn. Like they backstab you. They don't do what you want to do. Yep. Totally possible, right? Totally possible. But he also had, you know, the Ben Simmons thing was a little different, but kind of like we're in a new age of player empowerment. And I think how teams are starting to feel about player empowerment, where like Durant has 4 years left and he's like, get me out of here. Would it be that weird if Brooklyn was just like, hey, like we're working with you to try to get this, but look at these trade packages. Like, look at what we're getting. We're getting offered DeAndre Ayton and Mikal Bridges, and we don't like DeAndre Ayton. And you could tell the Nets front office put that in the media right away, because that got tweeted by everybody. Yeah. They don't want DeAndre Ayton. They want Devin Booker. They want Bam from Miami. It actually turns out that trade can't happen unless Ben Simmons is in it, because you can't have two players on the rookie extension max or whatever. And that's so that trade is actually illegal and cannot happen. They can't get Bam even if they
and also them. You they can't trade and ben also Simmons. You can't trade. You also can't trade Devin Booker for a year either. Devin Booker's off the table actually now that he signed that extension. So he's also, when they signed that, that's what I said yesterday. When he signed that, I was like, that's a sign that he's not going to be traded because of that. So.
Right. So these packages that they're getting. So, okay, you're getting a package from the Suns that can't possibly have Booker in it. You're getting a package from the Heat that's probably like Hero, Duncan Robinson, something else you don't want, Lowry and two picks or something. But like, that's the type of offer that you're getting. And who knows what else, you know, people have kind of put on the table, but it's probably not better than those two things. And so you got all these offers. Like, can't you just turn around to Durant and be like, we're not taking these. These offers stink. Like, we can't accept these offers. Like, we have no draft picks for the next, like, 7 years. We can't just take, like, role players and maybe a star back. We have to get something because we have to win, because, like, we can't build through the draft. It's not possible. We need assets back that are, like, meaningful players. And then if they don't get any, are they really, like, is it impossible? Remember, Kyrie opted in. Like, they got him. So, yeah. Is it really crazy if they're just like, hey, man, these trades are miserable. We're not going to do this. Like, we're not going to do this. And it's July. We're not in the preseason yet. Like, we're not in training camp yet even. Is it so crazy that, like, this nucleus would actually start the season? Is that, like, the craziest thing? And I only say that because the Nets odds say that there's no chance that that's possible. Zero chance. Can't happen. What if Durant is on the roster in the preseason? What should the Nets be priced at? Like, what's the right price? And what's the percentage chance that that's true? So I'm not saying he's going to stay on the Nets, but just of the many things that are possible, Phoenix is one, Miami's another, a third team that we're not thinking about, which happens all the time in these situations, emerges. Cool, could be them. Maybe it's Dallas, whatever. Or another avenue, honestly, like, him staying in Brooklyn is more likely than the Lakers. The Lakers thing makes no sense. Makes no sense whatsoever.
I don't understand how people can even think that's going to happen. It'd have to be a giant trade.
Right. So enough people were talking about it that I just go, well, okay, that's kind of interesting, only because the price on the Nets is astronomical right now. And, like, what if he doesn't get traded for, like, two or three more days? Then where does it come back down again? Because there's no immediate market for him. Like, there's no trade that makes any sense. That was just something I was thinking about today. Heard it from a few different places and was just like, well, that's kind of interesting, only because there is a gambling angle, which is like a buy low on the Nets when it seems like there's no chance this thing stays together.
Yeah. It's interesting. So Bet Rivers has them at 13-1 right now. I mean, they're tied with the Lakers and Sixers. We know the Lakers have jumped because you just expect them to try to make an effort in some way to get involved with that. But I mean, if you look at the odds of his next team. Yeah, but I mean, look, we heard yesterday that the Lakers are obvious, and we knew this from the beginning before we even heard anybody say it. Winhurst was talking about this yesterday, too. Like, the Lakers are going to try to be involved with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. And you could trade Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook and, you know, three or four team trade, whatever the case is. But if you look at the odds, too, of where Kevin Durant's next team would be, it's the Suns at plus 175, which has already been reported. That's probably his favorite. And then, like, 1B is going to be the Heat. But the Nets and Heat are both plus 250. So the Nets are still even with what's considered his second favorite option at this point. It's as crazy as the NBA has been for so many years, and we talk about, you know, player movement, and really it goes back to LeBron James in 2010. This is still an unprecedented situation because of the fact that he's under contract for so long, and this team has made so many sacrifices to build this contender, and that it's been such an epic failure from the beginning. But yet, at the same time, you've got Kyrie under contract for at least a year. You've got Durant, like you said, for four more years. Durant's also at the point, he's going to enter his age 34 season. If you're a team that wants to trade for Kevin Durant, how much of your future are you willing to mortgage, knowing that you may only get 2 years of his prime left or 2 years of this level of Kevin Durant? We don't know what that's going to be. The Suns, if they keep Devin Booker, probably willing to make that trade because this is their window. They've never had a window like this since Charles Barkley was there. Okay, maybe when D'Antoni was there for a little bit and Steve Nash. But that's really what it is. I don't think you're crazy. It's not out of the realm of possibility for them to also look at where the Sixers were and Daryl Morey and the way that they ran it with Ben Simmons and said, okay, great. You want to get traded? That's awesome. We're going to get what we want for you, and we will make you wait until that actually happens. And in the end, there's now been a precedent set for that where Daryl Morey got one of the rare things that you get in a trade. When one star asks for a trade, it's very rare that you get another star in return. The Nets reportedly want multiple all-stars in return. So they want to still win. The question is, can they actually get those? Daryl Morey got James Harden, so there's a chance that that actually could still work for the Nets, and maybe that's what they push for. I don't know, but it's certainly going to continue. The good thing is that free agency hasn't stopped. There have been some moves that have moved the lines today for NBA title odds. We'll get to that next. It's You Better You Bet on BetQL.
From all of us at the BetQL Network, a happy and safe 4th of July weekend. A big thanks to all of you for keeping us America's number one wagertainment destination.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.